gonna take the truck?
Cause they had me blocked in.
Oh.
And I couldn't. At first I couldn't find the damn key, and that's why I was running late.
Oh, shit. All good. We've been waiting.
Yeah.
We've been waiting. We are back.
Very contemplative today. Got things on me.
You contemplate?
Yeah. I always get like this around this. I talk about it.
What you contemplate?
Like, I wish I could quit my fucking job.
You can. All we gotta do is double down on this shit.
Man, I wanna get into
need
it.
Need more.
Huh?
You already have them?
Yeah, I got them on.
Yeah, I wanna get into what I'm dealing with right now.
All
right.
We're rolling.
Yeah, we rolling, man.
All right, two Virgos on a mic.
Hey, 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 what's
comedian,
going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Comedian K. Douglas here, a.k.a. Special K.
And of course. I'm LeVar Walker 100% of the time.
Yes, you are.
What's
professionally
happening?
You since, what, 19, whatever. However old you are. Yeah, man. I'm here. We're coming up on the end of the year, and I'm not big on this whole, you know how people make a lot about the new year and goals and, you know, things you want to do and things you want to change and things you need to accomplish, all that kind of stuff. I've never been like into that.
Mm-hmm.
But I find myself did a set last night. And
where'd you perform?
At the cigar bar.
Okay.
Did a set last night. And as I was leaving, I was thinking about this thing called integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, and we talk about it a lot, about freedom of the supposed freedom that we have as comedians.
Mm-hmm.
to live in our truth and to speak our truth, to say how we really feel about things, this and that. And I realized, because I saw Corey Holcomb a week before last, and we talked for a brief few minutes. And I said, man, I really, as controversial as you are, I said, dude, I'm jealous of you. He said, but what? I said, because you got the freedom you have, with your show, that 5150. I said, bruh, to be able to be on a broadcast and be that free to say the shit you say. I said, I'm really envious of that, because I realized that in my job, I live a lie every single day. Every single morning, I live a lie.
Well, we have.
And I've been living this lie for a long time, and I do it for the check.
Right.
And I'm getting to the point now where at the end of the year, I'm kind of bringing this back full circle. Just renewed for another year. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, wow, I just signed up to be a liar. I just signed up to be a bullshitter for another year. Saying things I don't believe in. Agreeing with things that I don't agree with, supporting things I don't support, taking stands on things just to not cause controversy. And this came to light. Have you posted anything about this whole Tory Lanez, Meg Thee Stallion thing?
Dude, I think he was wrongfully convicted personally. I do. I'm sorry. Like, you can't, if DNA evidence is inconclusive and there's no hardcore evidence beyond a reasonable doubt, then why didn't I shoot her? Why didn't you shoot her? We all shot her in the fucking foot. I mean, how can you just do this to a guy and there's no, you know what I mean? But then too, I think Tory Lanez has a fault in it too, because I don't think he wanted to rat out the young lady who actually shot her, allegedly, the girl. I think the girl had shot Meg, but Tory wants to keep it real or some shit. And that goes back to that, so.
I was going to ask you if you've ever posted anything when I was pulling up, I was going to ask you if you ever posted anything that caused you to lose followers immediately.
All
and then
the time.
I thought about it. And I said, you know what? It started with the whole vaccination thing.
Oh, yeah, they
when
were
you,
mad.
You caught a lot of heat with that. So I caught a lot of heat for a post that I did last week when this verdict came down. And the thing I posted that caught me heat was, it said, the lessons learned today, successful young black men, point, overly emotional midget. Point, illegal gun. Point, excessive alcohol use. Point, ratchet, bad-tempered, volatile, hood rat acting women. Add it all up, career over, freedom gone, future destroyed, fatherless son, talent resigned to prison talent shows. Was the pussy worth it? Choices. The point I was making was, there's bad in all of this whole situation. There's bad choices. There's bad associations. There's bad affiliations. There's bad. Tory Lanez, by all accounts, is not a good person to be around. He's a talented dude. He's not a good person to be around because he acts in a way that he's a toxic acting motherfucker. He's like, trouble seems to follow him. Violence follows him. Trouble, anger management, uncontrollable. He seems really emotionally immature. Can't handle liquor. Meg Thee Stallion chose to have this person in her circle. She chose to have this person in between her legs. She chose to have this person in her life, knowing the volatility that follows him. My thing is, this is a classic case of you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. You and me both are careful about who we allow into our circle. There's certain people, there's certain comedians, you know, that you don't want to hang around because you know the shit that tends to be around these people. Am mm-hmm. I right or wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You're a person that's got shit to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a television show. You have a family. You're the breadwinner. You have a family. You have a kid. You have a wife. You got a professional reputation. You're affiliated with a fraternity. Like, you got shit to lose.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain dudes that you know that drink a lot or smoke a lot or whatever a lot that are liable to get into fights, that are liable to have some shit around that you don't want to be around. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Meg Thee Stallion, you're a young girl, a young lady that has a lot, she's accomplished a lot. I respect her craft. But at the same time, you live the life of a volatile hood rat. You exhibit a lot of hood rat behavior. You talk a lot of hood rat shit. You put yourself in a lot of hood rat situations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Erica Campbell from Mary Mary had got shot in the foot, I'd be like, what the fuck happened to Erica Campbell? How did she get shot in the foot? Because Erica Campbell doesn't put herself in those situations. Mm-hmm. So I would be surprised to hear that. But Meg Thee Stallion, you're not above criticism. And what I found out in the responses to what I posted, I had a lot. I was called a misogynist. I was said that I don't protect black women. I was said that I have a hatred for Meg Thee Stallion. I was said that I'm making excuses for Tory Lanez. No, what I'm saying is young people have to learn this word called accountability. You got to learn how to be accountable for the choices you make that put you in these situations. I'm the father of three girls that are in Meg Thee Stallion's age range, between 20 and 28. I drill into their head all the time. Be careful of the dudes that you hang out with. Be careful of the women you hang out with. If you hang out with ratchet, wild-ass people, you're going to find yourself in ratchet, wild-ass situations. Now, you may not be a ratchet, wild-ass person yourself, but you're going to suffer the consequences of being with the company that you keep. Please tell me where I was wrong.
No, that's true, man.
Please tell me what. But in this day and time, you can't be honest.
No, you in a PC culture, man. It's that you can't. No, it's everything is PC. You have to march to the beat of the drum. You can't go against the black woman. You can't. You can't say anything. You just have to put your head in a fucking bucket and swallow this shit.
But where does that leave integrity? Where does that leave room for integrity? Because when I get back on the air next week, when we go back to work this coming week, we're going to have to talk about this. I'm not going to be able to bite my tongue and just jump on the bandwagon of saying, yeah, Tory bad, Meg good. First of all, she ain't die. They talking about this bitch like she Coretta Scott King. She ain't dead. She caught a fragment in her fucking foot.
But it's not about that. My thing is, did he really shoot her?
I don't know whether he did or not. Like I wasn't in the courtroom. I didn't see the evidence they presented.
Well, they said the DNA evidence was inconclusive and none of his fingerprints was on the gun. So,
Okay, but I think that's a tough call for us to make because we wasn't in the courtroom. Like I said, we didn't see what evidence was presented to the jury. We didn't see what the jury saw. All I can go off of is the situation overall. It shouldn't have never happened because Meg Thee Stallion, you shouldn't have been hanging with the likes of a Tory Lanez. He fucking you. He fucking your girlfriend. Y'all hanging out at Kylie Jenner's house. He was apparently flirting with Kylie. You was mad that he was flirting with Kylie. You was ready to leave. Y'all was all drunk. You're in the car, half naked. You ain't got on nothing but a thong bikini. Y'all fighting in the car. You telling him to let you out. He puts you out of the car. You out there with no clothes on. Don't want to call the police because you feel like y'all got a gun in the car and it could be an additional problem. Like, it's just a whole bunch of. Like, if she was my daughter and she was telling me this story it went down, I would be getting in her ass.
So let me read this about this DNA evidence. So experts testified no DNA on Gun Magazine and Tory Lanez criminal trial. The prosecution and defense have called DNA experts to the witness stand in Tory Lanez criminal trial, accused of shooting rapper Megan Thee Stallion. Multiple forensic scientists concluded that there was no DNA from Lanez, born Daystar Peterson, located on the Gun Magazine. Rolling Stone reported testimony from Los Angeles Police Department criminologists revealed four bullet casings recovered at the scene of the shooting were matched to 9mm semi-automatic handgun found in the vehicle where Lanez had been seated. Another testified that DNA testing on the actual gun was inconclusive, but that Peterson's DNA was not detected on the gun's magazine. Mark Scott Taylor from Technical Associates, a forensic scientist called by the defense, testified that he agreed with the findings of the LAPD testing. However, he added that they would expect a clear result on the DNA profile of the firearm after the trigger was pulled five times. Additionally, Taylor claimed the DNA mix on the gun included the profile of an unidentified woman. According to Hip Hop DX, rumors of DNA evidence regarding Lanez's trial began to circulate. And la la la. Lanez was not. DJ Academics claiming to have exclusive knowledge that Lanez's profile was not on the weapon. And then expert testimony comes after jurors will play the 80-minute statement from Kelsey as recorded by law enforcement. Harris, who over 2 days of testimony was granted immunity and pleaded the fifth during the trial despite not facing criminal charges. So the girl said that Tory didn't even shoot a man. I just think we just in such a PC culture, man, and this a black female, and the mob is out for the brother, and he's out of here, man. But he was a felon, convicted felon with a firearm. He shouldn't have had the gun right in the first place.
Right.
I guess maybe that's what got him.
Which, again, goes back to the point that I was making. It all comes back to choices and associations. You know, I don't have a lot of the issues that I don't have. This shit is exhausting, man. It comes down to getting away from that situation in itself. How do we get to this point where this whole, you know, all these tropes are out here, you know, protect black women. Black women are unprotected. Toxic masculinity, all this other shit that goes along with to me is other ways of saying avoid accountability in the black community at all costs. Avoid accountability in the black community at all costs. I got attacked for saying something about why black men over a certain age should give a shit about the whole Gunna Young Thug situation. And a young lady came at me in my comments and said that I should give a shit about it. Even if I'm 50 plus, I should give a shit about it because this could be any black man. This could, you know, these young men are being railroaded in a legal situation. All that bullshit. I'm like, first of all, nobody that caught a Fed case is innocent. Let me reemphasize that. Nobody catches a Fed case that's innocent. I was locked up in a federal prison. I caught a Fed case. There were 43 co-defendants on my case. Every one of us was guilty as fuck. Everybody I was locked up with was guilty as fuck. You know why? Because the feds do an extensive investigation before they bring that indictment.
You couldn't plea out? There was no ball. This wasn't like a RICO.
It involved various charges. It wasn't RICO. It was maybe a level below RICO because the conspiracy that was involved was about wire fraud, mail fraud, forgery, shit like that, bank fraud, all that. So the conspiracy, it was a conspiracy case, but it was a conspiracy case because it involved so many individuals. Mm-hmm. And all these individuals conspired to participate in this money-making scheme that crossed over state lines. Mm-hmm. So that made it a Fed case. What I'm saying is there's no such thing as innocent convicted federal felons. If you're convicted, you're guilty. You did it.
Yeah, but and then two niggas keep
now in the state. There are sometimes is a little wiggle room in the in state cases, but in Fed cases, the investigations are so they go so deep, and they cross every T and dot every I to the point where you're either gonna plead out. The conviction rate in the federal system is 98.7%. That means they rarely miss. They rarely miss. What were you going to say?
Well, no, I mean, in the case of the Young Thug and people, you know, 50 bodies have been dropped.
Yeah.
In regards to this case. There are 50 dead bodies, man. Mm-hmm. So I guess we had the point of society where if somebody's impacted you musically, or they have some type of talent that stands out, we become oblivious to the fact that they could commit atrocities or horrible crimes.
Okay, so where does that put us with R. Kelly? Where does that put us with R. Kelly? So R. Kelly canceled. People, ain't nobody crying for R. Kelly.
Shit.
Is it because
R. Kelly got away a long time?
Huh?
R. Kelly got away a long time.
He got away a long time, but that's because the legal system took a long time to catch up to him. But Bill Cosby.
Well, they didn't kill nobody.
Who? R. Kelly?
And Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but okay.
We're
but again,
talking murder.
But again, you're talking about, you know, this whole thing of protecting black women and black women that got to be, you know, R. Kelly was victimizing young black girls to, if you believe what the court papers
say. So you don't believe R. Kelly raped the girls? Or do you believe like they had something to do with it too?
All right, here's where I come down with the R. Kelly thing, because I haven't seen enough of the actual court documents to say what he actually did.
Mm-hmm.
From what I gather, he coerced a lot of younger women to be a part of his harem, I guess. From what I gather.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's more out there that I don't know, I can't speak on that. But from what I gathered, he's guilty of coercing many young black women. And when I say young, the ages has never been made clear to me. Like, there was so we got this whole tape where he's peeing on the 14-year-old, that the Chappelle skit and all that. Is that one of the central pieces of the case? That he actually peed on this 14-year-old? Did he really do that?
So what?
Because if he did that, that's disgusting.
So what are you asking? Why is he in jail?
I'm really not clear on it. I'm still not really clear on it. And that's ignorance on my part, because I just don't know. I know he was convicted of stuff, but can you pull it up? What was he actually convicted of?
All right.
Was he convicted of forcible rape? Was he convicted of sexual assault against a minor? Was he convicted, like, what the fuck was he convicted of? I know it was a lot of stuff. And I know there was some interstate things, like the girl who supposedly just had a baby that she said is his, the girl that's from Atlanta, she's of age as far as I know. She's much younger than him.
He was convicted on 3 counts of producing child pornography and 3 counts of enticing a minor to engage in sexual activity. Each count of producing child pornography carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years in federal prison and a maximum of 20.
Okay, so by child pornography, I guess this is the tape where he was doing nasty stuff to the teenage girl.
I thought that somehow got sealed and they threw that out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm confused on that. I'm confused on that. And if he did entice a minor to have sex with him, you deserve to be in prison. I got no problem with that. I got no problem with R. Kelly being in prison. But I'm just saying the energy that's being put out here for this whole Meg Thee Stallion thing, to me, somebody said to me, said that, here's a comment, here's something. A lady said that your post triggered me and my daughter, who's 20. Don't believe we're that type of woman, but I'm assuming you know these women personally, to make a bold statement about who they are while accusing the women and their cat of being the reason why a black man would shoot a woman.
You going back to me? I thought we were talking about R. Kelly.
We was talking about R. Kelly. We were just trying to. It's all tied in.
Okay.
It's all tied in. I'm just saying these attacks, this knee jerk protection of all black women, regardless of what they might have done to have culpability in the situation. See, LeVar, it expands out into an even bigger picture. Kevin Samuels, the whole Kevin Samuels phenomenon, the whole controversy about Kevin Samuels was that he was attacking black women. He was cruel, he was mean, he was vicious, he was a misogynist, he was an attacker of black women. And he absolutely, positively was not. I listened to Kevin Samuels' material. I listen to his conversations with women to this day. Mm-hmm. Every day I listen to a few minutes of that because I find it entertaining. Mm-hmm. He was never an attacker of black women. He gave them the same energy they gave him. If they came at him with an aggressive energy, he gave. But what he did was he fed them truth. Mm-hmm. And truth hurts. If I tell you, LeVar, man, these damn pants that, man, I done bought these jeans. You know the jeans that you told me you had got that I told you I went and bought some of them jeans. Man, they just don't. It's like, nigga, because you fat. Mm-hmm. That's why they don't look right, because you fat. I can't get mad at you for saying, hey, man, you need to lose some weight. If you lose some weight, them jeans will look good.
Well, I'm so glad you are for self-accountability, even though you seem to have such liberal views about the world.
I do it. No, I have liberal views politically. Okay? I have liberal views politically.
Which lack self-accountability.
No, they don't lack self-accountability.
We pity people and feel sorry for people. And
no, but two things can be true at the same time. You can have empathy for people and for their condition, and at the same time call people out for not being accountable for their own fucking choices. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, you don't.
What are you talking about?
You don't really do that.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% consistent, sir.
You find a lot of excuses.
No, I don't. Give me an example. Give me an example.
Just a lot of things with the black community.
No. Give me an example.
You love to reach and blame the white man for everything.
Give me an example.
You do it all the time.
I don't do it all the time.
You do do it.
If I do it all the time, give me an example. I don't do it all the time. How do I not hold people accountable?
I think on the last show where you talk down on capitalism.
No, I talk down on billionaires. Yes, I talk down on talk down on unbridled capitalism because I feel like unbridled capitalism, unregulated capitalism is harmful to the condition of the world. Because you can't have one or two or three people controlling enough of the world's wealth that they can literally alter the political structure and the behavior of people to the point where it's harmful to society in general. Yeah, you can't have that.
Jeff Bezos has made
you us, can't have that.
Jeff Bezos has made people wealthier, bro.
Okay, what's your point? So you still don't need one person. You still don't need one person with that much. I don't want to get into this again because it gives me a fucking headache. I want to get into the whole wealth equity conversation again. What I'm saying is people do need to be held accountable for the choices that they make. Bottom line, another argument I got in on Facebook was about some woman posted that women, that men need to be respectful of women they have children, respectful of the women they have children with. And she was coming at it from the standpoint of basically saying that men need, if you have a kid with a woman, you need to shut the fuck up and just live your life based on how that woman dictates because you had a kid with her. I'm like, bitch, are you crazy? Yes. What about the disrespectful ass women that have babies with a dude and proceed to live every day of their life to make his life a living hell?
Yeah.
Does she not need to respect him as well? And I said, and how about y'all stop having babies with people you ain't married to? How about that?
Well, you can't.
How's that for fucking accountability?
Well, that's, you
can't, you, what?
You have had,
you can't,
a child,
what? Nigga, you ain't got no baby mama.
Right, but you've, okay, had, you've had one.
I did.
Things happen. You can't sit, okay, on a, but, on, oh, a, on a pedestal. Things happen.
Let me tell you something. And if that thing happens to you, you got to be accountable for that shit. If you had, if you, you had, you had a baby, you know, mama, you, know, you got to be accountable. You call for, me, nigga, I'm accountable.
It's funny the way you kind of like,
you try to make me out to be a hypocrite.
You are way more actually conservative than I am.
I don't put a label on it. I'm who I am, and I'm flexible. Like, in this is situations.
A, you're a guy.
Yeah.
Who has a baby mama.
Yes.
And you're telling people,
don't do what I fucking did. Yes. I'm also a guy that's committed crimes. I got arrested 13 times, I think, that last count. In my 20s, I got arrested 13 times. Between the age of 22 and I think 31, I probably got arrested between anywhere from 9 to 12 times. I lose count. I would tell people, and I do tell people, don't do the dumb shit I did. Don't drive with no license. Don't sell drugs. Don't affiliate yourself with people that are committing crimes that you could be linked to.
You like Jay-Z, you know, Hov did that, so you don't have to go through that, right? Is this?
No, I just, no, but I'm not going to sit here and lie. Now, I would be a hypocrite if I said don't do this shit and I cover up the fact that I did this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That would make me a hypocrite. But if I own it and say, hey, I tell my sons, I tell my nephew, hey, I did these things. Yeah. Don't do what I did, dumbass, because yeah, if you do what I did, you're probably going to end up where I ended up. And the shit ain't going to be good for you.
Well, okay.
I tell my son, don't get nobody pregnant that you ain't married to, because the shit is not going to be good.
This is getting exhausting. Can we move on to Christmas? Like, what did you get for Christmas?
I don't give a fuck about Christmas.
You seem to be kind of fucking grumpy today. Did you get anything for Christmas, man?
Yes, I got shit.
God damn, what did you get for Christmas? I guess, how was your Christmas,
man? My Christmas was
good.
Fuck,
man. God damn, this is so heavy.
Yes,
and it's like
I'm on some heavy shit today because I got a lot on me today. I'm bearing a lot of weight right now.
You are becoming a mad old black man.
I'm not mad. I just bearing a lot. I got a lot of shit on me today.
Like for 40 minutes, you sound like you and your underwear said, "Get off my grass! Get off my grass!" That's what you sound like you're saying for 40 fucking minutes, nigga.
Man, I'm going through a life change right now.
What life change?
I feel like I need to live in my truth. I feel like a nigga that need to. I need to come out.
Okay,
I need to come out the fucking closet.
Come on out.
And I need to come out the closet of dishonesty. Of going along to get along, of towing the fucking line. I need to come out the closet and be a truthful motherfucker and say how I really feel.
You got to get your insurance.
About a lot of
you
shit.
You need them insurance benefits.
But I do need insurance benefits, so I'm going to keep bullshitting.
So shut the fuck up, so I'm going to keep bullshitting. I need it.
Until my last child comes off of my insurance.
You know, the whole thing, I get what you're saying, man, but now everybody just got to do for self, man. Like, you just got to figure shit out and bring value to the marketplace. Nobody can really work for a check no more, man. I think that's what it's coming down to.
Because anybody who does, you compromising yourself. When you were working at Walgreens, you had to compromise yourself because you didn't give a fuck about them people who was on the other side of that counter.
No.
Asking you them dumb ass questions.
No, I didn't.
Telling you shit that you... You gotta fake it for the check.
Boy,
you gotta fake it for it's
almost like doing that fake laugh. I think you die 1,000 times when you fake laugh.
When you're a waiter or a server and you gotta
yeah,
Like, can you imagine being a bartender and you got to sit there and listen to people talk about all that shit that you ain't interested in, and you got to smile and fake, like you said, fake laugh and all that shit.
But let's get to Christmas.
Okay, what the fuck about Christmas? So I want to talk about Christmas.
So I bought my son an Oculus 2. And I was talking to Joel.
That's one of them, the VR headset thing?
Yes, let me tell you something. I put this Oculus 2 on. It's a Meta Quest 2.
Yeah.
And they actually have a newer one out. This shit is fucking incredible. This shit will cause further disruption in the entertainment.
So it's 3D? Is the 3D shit?
Nigga, I was in Paris.
Can you watch porn on it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I was in Paris in my living room, bro.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it from Best Buy.
You can watch 3D porn on it?
You can. They got porn apps. Is that right, Joe? Don't they have porn for the VR headsets now?
Porn's on everything. That's the industry starts with porn stuff, and then it moves to consumer. That's all.
Yeah, they got some.
How much are these on Amazon?
I don't know. You can look it up, but it's $350. I paid $350 for that shit in the set, man. But this shit is incredible, bro. Like, you talking major disruption. You talking, dude. I don't even know if motherfuckers would be going to theaters, comedy club, none of that shit. Because you could, as a comic, you could just do a fucking show in your living room and people in the metaverse could show up and watch you. And right. You're in there, dog. Like, you can look up, look around.
Right.
And pretty soon it's going to get to where you put them goggles on. You can't tell your current 3D reality from with the goggles on. Because they just getting better and better.
So is it kind of like those attractions, like in some malls, you they got the little booth where you go and pay $10 to do the VR roller coaster and shit like that? So it's like that, but it's even more, is it like in 4K and all that?
Well, I don't know if this is necessarily in 4K, bro, but when you put that shit on.
But it's very clear.
It's clear. I mean, it's clear, but I know they're going to have something even clearer. It's going to get to the point where it looks just like this, like we're here. Like, I see my fucking arms.
I'm not
going
to lie. I want to see. Now, I want to see the porn. I want to see the 3D porn.
Dude, when that fucking, I want to know what the fuck really hits. I think.
So it's like so when you're looking at the 3D porn, let's stay on this. When you're looking at the 3D porn and you got the thing on, it's like she's right there.
Yeah. They did it at a trade show.
Or he. I want to include everybody.
They did it at a trade show in Vegas.
So the chick is right there, and you can almost reach out and touch it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You can buy a stationary pussy.
Oh, boy.
You can buy, like, a stationary mouth. Yeah, bro. And you going over there, and you fucking, bro. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, this shit is just going to revolutionize society. Mm-hmm. And that's why Mark Zuckerberg could double down on the metaverse. I get it now.
I get paid again.
Dude, you can go to a fucking meeting, dog. We all over the world. We could just be somewhere together at the game.
I understand how that technology. I understand. But I'm just fascinated from the porn aspect.
Oh, it's over, bro.
So it's going to take beating off to a whole nother level.
There's gonna be a lot of wives tearing that shit up, boy. Cause you're gonna be in the room with your set on.
Would you test it out just to see how it looks?
Fucking right. Would I?
Man. Are you going to? Nigga. But you bought this for your son, so you got to be very careful about that. You don't. Well, you
I'm really considering getting one for me too, bro. But so then, maybe me and him could play games.
But
and
then
shit.
Your wife gonna ask why you bought. Oh, well, you. Can say,
well, I'm
yeah,
not
I
trying
to.
Well, the porn shit is there, but like it's still a little bit out. You got to go to them trade shows and shit in Vegas where they show the VR, mm-hmm. but they have VR porn. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's not to the masses just yet. But that shit coming. Man, society, bro, I don't know where the fuck. Like, we are fucked up, bro. Like, we are headed off a goddamn cliff.
Would you have sex with one of them dolls? Speaking of VR porn.
You talking about them rubber dolls?
The ones that are lifelike. Nah. That seemed kind of necrophiliac. That seemed kind of like necrophilia to me.
I saw people buying them. Hey, you could buy like a fat
No, no, no.
Ass.
I'm talking about the whole thing. Like, the whole body. The whole
life. That shit is creepy.
That shit feels necrophilia, don't it?
That's some creepy shit, bro.
That's some weird shit.
But I can tell you this, with all this shit, all this stimulation, we're definitely going to head for super population decline, especially in the U.S. Even though we had 8 billion people, I think the population in the U.S. will drop off. Because people will become more isolated. People will be fucking in VR.
People ain't gonna stop fucking.
Dude, people ain't gonna you got stop a lot fucking. Of incels, dog. People ain't fucking. This new generation of kids ain't fucking like that no more.
Shitting me.
They not fucking like that, dog. Overall.
Yeah, they are. Maybe not the white ones. Black kids,
bro.
Fucking.
I don't think so, bro.
Black kids fucking. These young girls think there's been
studies done to show, dog. They're not.
Out.
The interactions amongst young people
they
are
don't know
different.
How I feel like they don't communicate on the level that we communicated, because when we were coming up, you had to actually have conversations when you would meet a girl and meet a guy. Like, you would actually have to converse with people and get to, like, now, like, my son, he's 19. He meets most of the girls he meets on his Instagram or on his TikTok, whatever. They DM each other. You know, he explained to me how I go, you know, you slide her DM, you like some of her pictures, you slide her thing, you say something, she'll say something back to you, then y'all exchange numbers, that's how they meet. So by the time they meet, they already on third base. By the time they meet, it's just a matter of whether or not I want to fuck you or not. Like, it's wild. I'm like, y'all got a lot easier path than we had. We just had to meet some chick in the club and shoot our shot and hope that it kind of worked out. They eliminate steps A, B, and C online. They talk back and forth. They like each other's pictures. They get attracted to one another. So by the time they meet, the only thing left to do is, shit, let's get it.
Here, seminal study found that Gen Zers between the age of 20 and 24 were more likely than both millennials and Gen Xs to report having had no sexual partners, bro. 15% said they were sexually inactive, compared with only 6% of Gen Xers when they were the same age, bro. These motherfuckers, man, these kids ain't, they fucking, but they not fucking like that, bro.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, I think what may have changed that too is this current, like this last decade that we lived through has brought about a lot of shit that make you not want to have close interaction with people. Everything from the pandemic to STDs to, you know, I think the horror stories of child support, all that kind of shit. Like, if I was a 20-year-old dude right now, yeah, I'd probably be a lot more leery. Like, when I was 20, it was the wild, wild west. Because when I was 20, it wasn't no AIDS, it wasn't no HIV, it wasn't no, all you had was clap. Wasn't no fucking herpes, really. All you had was the clap.
So, look, dude.
Go get that shot and you good.
Why millennials aren't having sex? The numbers are in and it's official. The millennials are having less sex than any other cohort of Homo sapiens that has ever lived.
That don't count for the gay ones. The gay ones getting it in.
Let me see.
The gay ones is getting it in.
Go like, all the way back to primordial man. But, dude, you got to think about it, dog. You think about what society is setting up, like how they define toxic masculinity. Probably a lot of males are even scared to approach a woman, thinking that the woman might say she's being sexually harassed or some shit like that. And you walking on eggshells.
That's a big part. I think that's a big part of it. We completely miss that. I think a big part of it, because like a lot of men used to meet women at work. You know, a lot of people meet in the workplace, and that's where they start dating, you know, because that's who you're around most of the time. But I think over the last 20 years, that whole thing of sexual workplace harassment is hanging so heavy on dudes that it's like you go out of your way not to engage with women at work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, In 1987, you might look at a chick and be like, oh, man, hey, Beth, that sweater looks good on you.
Yeah, you
oh, man, that
yeah,
sweater's
a,
bro, you're wearing.
Your ass go to jail
now,
for that shit.
You say some shit like, hey, Beth, nice sweater.
You got to be in that bitch.
That
like,
bitch starts screaming.
Yeah, bro. So here's what they're saying,
HR
dog.
Yeah.
This is what they're saying for some of the problems. Millennials aren't getting married. Too many millennials living with their parents. Dating apps. Constant porn everywhere. Millennials are super uptight because they're very emotional and easily offended.
True.
So those are a lot of parameters. They ain't fucking.
You know what?
And that is why.
You might have a point.
That is why in America.
You might have a point. That shit is true.
We're only a population of 330 million people.
Right.
And that's going into population decline. They're going to have to open up the borders to let more people into this country, man.
And they should.
They're going to have to.
So you're for open borders? Because you're a Republican right-wing asshole. So you supposed to hate immigrants.
Well, no.
If you're going to be true to the party, you got to hate immigrants.
No, dog. Because that is
for shooting them dead at the border.
There's a lot of fucking hypocrisy in that shit because, man, dude, you get immigrants over here, man, they help.
Right.
They
companies who employ these immigrants.
Picking fruit, cleaning houses.
The companies
and shit,
who employ these immigrants, man, come on, man, suffer no consequences for bringing in and hiring illegals. None.
Exactly.
But then they complain about the illegals that are here. But the people who complain about it got illegals working for them.
But I guess they're mad about that shit because when illegals come here, they somehow impact the tax base.
No. It's not about that.
I mean, this is just what.
But you know what the basis of the whole illegal immigration of. It all comes back to racism. It all comes back to racism. At the end of the day, if you strip away all the shit, it comes down to white people don't like seeing brown people coming in and having opportunity or getting. They feel like if a brown person gets a nickel, it's going to prevent me from getting a dollar. Or if a brown person gets a nickel, it means I'm only going to get 95 cents. And that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
I don't believe that.
That's how it works. No, it all comes down to racism. I think that we should let in as many immigrants as we can handle. And I think we can handle them if we distribute them. If we got to be more conscientious on how we distribute the immigrants. Like, we got states that need population. We got Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota. I think we could take 10 million Mexicans and populate those four states, and it could be a beautiful thing.
To show you the depopulation.
I'm not even trying to be funny. It could be a beautiful thing.
To show you the depopulation in our country. Think about how wide open Wyoming is, Montana, all these big ass states.
Nigga, it's just like an unfinished basement.
We can really
fill these states with Mexicans.
I think it's
Guatemalans and Nicaraguans.
I think Texas can
just
house.
Just like they do Indian reservations.
I don't know how true this, but I believe Texas can house all 330 million of us. Is that right, Joe?
Can
Texas house all
every
of
person in America could live in Texas and have room to fart and not be smelled? No, but you don't think that's a good idea? Like, see, this is why I need to be in charge. Despite the fact that I have zero qualification for being president. This is why I need to be king, not even president. I need to have the power that Donald Trump wanted. I would take all these illegal Mexicans, all right? Let's say we got 20 million that's trying to come over. I would put 5 million in each one of these unpopulated states. They would have room to spread out. They could build their own apartment complexes. They could really generate, give them all citizenship, put them all in the tax base. I mean, what's the problem? What is the problem other than mad white people that don't want them up there?
Yeah, Texas can house everybody, bro. Yeah, I mean, they could house the whole U.S. We can all fit in Texas and they have about a fourth of an acre.
I say you don't put any more, like, it's a large Hispanic population in Charlotte. It's a large Hispanic population in different cities on the East Coast that is kind of weird. Like, Charlotte has a big Hispanic. Okay. We don't need no more in Charlotte. Okay, so no more y'all can go to Charlotte. But the ones that would have went to Charlotte, you can go to Minot, North Dakota. You can go to South Dakota. They can take 2 or 3 million up there.
I got family. I'm just saying. I got family in North Dakota.
Yeah.
And that's wide open too, bro. That's a wide open goddamn place too, man.
So what's the problem with that? I think that's a good idea. Joe, you're a white man. What's the problem with distributing 20 million illegals from South America or wherever to the unpopulated states?
I think you want to get them on the tax books. You got to give them the
That's what I'm saying.
Social Security numbers.
Give them Social Security numbers. Put them on the tax rolls. and distribute them through those states. But you can't put them in any states that are already heavily populated. What's the problem with that?
Oh, I mean, I'm like a hardcore leftist communist, so I'm all for this.
My guy! My guy! I just think that's a workable, reasonable solution. And I got to get out of here.
You got to go?
Yeah, because I took my wife's truck.
And they calling you, they need it back?
Yeah, she needs it. She has to go somewhere, and I don't want her driving my car anyway.
Damn, I guess
we should drive my car. For some reason, she does a search.
I guess we hit everything. I be noticing
shit moved around. Like, for some reason, when you get in my car, why you got to move shit around? I was looking for a pen. I ain't got no goddamn pen here.
Well, before you go, I just want to tell you that, and this is to my Native Americans, the Native American community, the indigenous people,
right,
want to boycott Avatar 2 Way of the Water. They are infuriated by it. They're mad. And they say it's a racist movie.
Why?
I don't fucking know. Because the movie is about 10-foot tall blue aliens that live on the planet of Pandora.
So what the fuck does that have to do with Native Americans?
I guess they might. Do they look Indian-ish or something?
I don't know. I never saw the original Avatar.
The Avatar is just about, I guess we the sky people from Earth, we Earthlings, and then we're going to another planet and colonizing the planet.
Oh,
and
God.
The fucking blue people, basically putting up condos and shit on this fucking planet Pandora.
So now the blue people done pissed off, folks. And the blue people ain't even real.
10 foot tall. All the avatars look like Chris Bosh or Kevin Durant. All them motherfuckers look like Chris Bosh and Kevin Durant. And Native American. That's who. Like, if Chris Bosh was upset and Kevin Durant would say, I would be like, yeah, because they are really the avatars, bro.
Really, they all look like Brittany Griner.
They look like her too.
They look like Brittany Griner.
They do.
Yeah,
they do. Zoe Saldana could. Yeah, that character.
Zoe Saldana was 6 feet taller.
They 10 feet fucking tall.
Wow.
My son asked me how tall, and we took the tape measure
right to show how tall 10 feet is.
Yeah, it was amazing. He was amazed. Yeah,
he was amazed. Yeah.
So I guess we can wrap this up, man. Hopefully, Special K won't be as grumpy next week.
I'm going through some shit, man. I'm going through a life change.
You can be free, man. That shit is sad.
I need to be free.
God damn.
Because if I express how I really feel about a lot of shit, I would be so canceled. I would be so fucking canceled.
Like, I was watching, what was that, like Tim Dillon, what they talk about? Tim Dillon was talking about the late night talk shows, how they just so trash now. Like,
they are. It's
so
garbage.
You went to Paris. I was in Paris. That shit was funny as
Jimmy
fuck.
Jimmy Fallon,
like,
is the fucking worst. Have you ever watched Jimmy Fallon? Dude, Jimmy Fallon makes me want to twitch myself. I'm serious. Fuck. Jimmy Fallon makes me want to do a fucking twitch.
So sad. Now, if you talk about a guy that has to, he's living a complete lie. Because this fucking guy. Yeah. Is making,
I think Jimmy Fallon,
million.
Like, I think Jimmy Fallon is a serial killer.
He's in golden fucking handcuffs, bro. He's in golden handcuffs.
Oh my God!
Yeah!
Wow! Yo, this is so funny.
You have a phone.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here, Jimmy Fallon. Wow! Great. That's some sad shit. When you talk about getting a check and being locked into that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that all of the late night talk shows, they must fucking hate Joe Rogan. You motherfuckers hate Rogan. I know you do.
Because Rogan don't have to go through none of the bullshit.
And he makes, like, what they make in a year, he probably making a fucking month, man.
Yeah.
And it's just him and another guy in the studio.
Talking shit.
Just doing what the fuck he wanted. Smoking weed and shit. And y'all got to sit in that fucking suit. And then you got the people with the clipboards and shit telling you what the fuck.
And you
got
to sit there and talk to Kylie fucking Jenner.
Fuck.
And act like she's interesting. You got to sit there and talk to Pete fucking Davidson. Act like he's interesting.
People you don't even know. Because the corporate sponsors.
You
got to
talk to these random fucking celebrities that became famous from being on Dawson's Creek. You got to sit there and talk to this motherfucker about his new album of poetry. Like, this shit is fucking interesting and entertaining.
Even the band members I'm probably listening to Rogan while y'all doing the show or watching some other shit on their phone.
Shit's like, it's horrible.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, late night is the worst. Late night is the absolute fucking garbage heap of entertainment.
So my advice for the end of this episode to all the people watching, build your own.
Yeah.
Go out and build your own. Fuck it.
Yeah, I want to send a shout out and a welcome to everybody that's watching this podcast on the Record app. It's gonna be you'll be able to watch older episodes, previous episodes on the Record app. You can see the logo on the broadcast. So I want to welcome them, thank them for welcoming us into their family. Just yet another opportunity and another way to watch and enjoy two Virgos and a mic.
So let me tell you guys, I will be, I say this every weekend because it's all I got on the book. I got a fucking offer to do some stupid ass club I immediately declined.
Okay.
And they said, why?
Doesn't that feel good?
They said, why you decline?
I ain't gonna lie, doesn't that feel good?
They said, why you decline? I didn't even, there was no response. The manager didn't respond. It was
what
like,
was the offer? Just for shits and giggles.
It wasn't even... I didn't even ask about money once I saw the fucking, once I saw the location and where the club, I say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Where was it? Where was it?
I don't want to say. I don't want to say. How much money? Because I don't want to fuck over him and who he booked.
Did they offer a shit amount of money?
I didn't even ask about the money.
Oh, you just saw where it was. Yeah, was it like, a local thing?
No.
Oh, they wanted
you to
travel.
It was in another state. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
On the East Coast?
No, I was in the South. I'm not going to do that. Mm. I'm not doing that shit. Fuck that. Like, nah, man.
Is it a one-nighter?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's like, nah. Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to be at the Arlington Draft House February 24th and 25th. And Kay, you want to tell them what you
Yeah,
doing?
January 14th, Miami Comedy Festival at the Hard Rock Hotel in Miami, the Seminole Hard Rock. Miami Comedy Festival, that's you can catch me there. Those tickets are available right now, Ticketmaster.com. Just put in Miami Comedy Festival. And then February 10th, just go to my Instagram, Special K913. Everything is posted on my Instagram.
And look, guys, please go subscribe to the Two Virgos and a Mic YouTube page.
Yeah, go to the page, subscribe, and give us some likes, man.
Please like, subscribe, and comment. And that YouTube page is Two Virgos and a Mic.
TWO 1075. Yeah, TWO Virgos.
And a Mic 1075. You can also subscribe to our Instagram page of Two Virgos and a Mic, and subscribe to LeVar Walker and Special K as well. And now it is time to close this goddamn show. Hopefully next week you will come in here bright and bushy tailed, Special K. This was a very draining fucking episode.
Well, give me a hug.
I'm fucking exhausted. All right, there we go. Hugs.
I needed that.
I was exhausted from the beginning. I mean, the guy just spilled his fucking guts out. I'm like, where's this anger coming from?
I'm going through some shit, man.
If y'all watched this, y'all saw me just sitting here quiet and allowing.
And now I
got to
go home and get cussed out by my wife because I'm driving.
And it was
truck.
My anniversary.
It is your anniversary.
Well, yesterday.
Yesterday.
You know.
Well, happy anniversary, man. How many years?
Thank you. 13 years.
That's
awesome. So my brother asked me a very valid question.
What's that?
I got my wife some flowers and I got her a card.
Right.
And we went to dinner.
Which is appropriate for 13
right.
years.
Yeah. And my brother asked, he says, well, what did she get you? I said, nothing.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
So he says, you pay all the bills.
Yeah.
You provide and you got no acknowledgement.
Yes. Welcome to being a husband
and a
father.
That's called being a husband.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, it's,
that's how it goes.
Yeah, you know.
Every now and then you get a sweater.
Yeah, a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know why that is.
Maybe a nice Scully.
And would it be wrong for me to ask my wife? I mean, I'm sure I'm going to get cussed the fuck out. Yeah. But I'm going to say, baby, why didn't I get,
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. You'll get something for your 20th. When y'all hit 20, you'll get something. Because that's a milestone. So when y'all hit 20,
you'll
get
something. But why not every year? Yeah, like, you bring the flowers home and they...
Yeah. She has the, well, it's the way it works is they got the, you know, They got the thing. They got the thing. So we got
women. Y'all are women.
We got to constantly fucking pay.
Pussies rule the world.
I was trying to keep it clean.
That's why I understand in chess how that queen can.
Yeah, because she got the pussy.
She can move all over the fucking board. She
got the pussy.
And the king can only move one spot either way.
Because everybody wants what she got. Everybody don't.
That shit is crazy. The chess shows us the man woman thing.
Dynamic, yeah.
Chess.
Yeah. Pussy wins.
Because think about time. Here's a prime example of how that queen.
I thought we had ended the
podcast. Right, but here's a prime example.
I thought we had kind of closed out, but.
This double leave us on this. Yeah, here's proceed. A prime example of the queen being able to move all over the chessboard. She can get anywhere, all over the board.
Mm-hmm.
Prime example. Fine ass girl working at motherfucking McDonald's in some tights, some leggings.
Right.
Motherfucker pull up in a Rolls Royce, mm-hmm. rich as fuck.
He'll pull her up out there, motherfucker.
Pull up, she on.
Yeah.
Just like
he'll
that.
Pull her the
boom!
You know who Robert Smith is?
Yeah.
Billionaire Robert
Smith?
Yeah. You know who he's married to?
Who?
A bitch that worked at the fucking hotel that he used to go to on a regular. She worked in the front.
Boom! Now let's go, let's reverse. Man at Burger King in a muscle shirt.
Oprah Winfrey pulls up.
Guess what? You gonna be a nigga still at Burger King in a muscle shirt. And that's gonna wrap this up, man. Thank you guys. Two Virgos in the mic. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Oh, great.